What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 144. In this episode, I'll discuss the three ongoing trials that will bring clarity to the question of when to use stress ulcer prophylaxis. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode144. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. So many pharmacists have told me that getting and staying ahead of the vast critical care medical literature is one of our greatest challenges. There are so many journals to scan, let alone articles to read to see where they fit into practice. That's one of the reasons I've opened Pharmacy Joe's Critical Care Pharmacy Academy. Every week in the academy, I scan the critical care literature and create a 15-minute or so digest in video and audio formats of the most important articles. I include my opinion of where the articles fit in clinical practice. To learn more, including what current academy members have to say, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. In episode 134, I discussed the delay in the publication of new ICU stress ulcer prophylaxis guidelines and some of the recent evidence that conflicts with the idea that large numbers of ICU patients require pharmacologic stress ulcer prophylaxis. The best hope of clearing up the evidence are the completion of high-quality, randomized, prospective, placebo-controlled trials. Fortunately, three such trials are underway. The first is titled Enteral Nutrition as Stress Ulcer Prophylaxis in Critically Ill Patients. This is a two-center randomized double-blind placebo-controlled trial at University of Louisville Hospital and Jewish Hospital. The sponsor is Abbott Nutrition, and the principal investigator is Mohammed Saad. The purpose of the study is to determine if proton pump inhibitors plus enteral nutrition is superior to enteral nutrition alone as a stress ulcer prophylaxis strategy in critically ill patients in terms of incidence of overt and significant GI bleeding related to stress gastropathy. The notable inclusion criteria for the study are expected need for mechanical ventilation greater than 48 hours and no contraindication to enteral nutrition within the first 24 hours after admission to the ICU. Notable exclusion criteria are evidence of active GI bleed during the current hospitalization prior to study entry, admission to the ICU with a primary diagnosis of burn injury, and closed head injury or increased intracranial pressure. And the intervention is pantoprazole 40 milligrams IV daily plus tube feed versus placebo plus tube feed. The estimated study completion date is October 2017. The primary outcomes being measured are GI bleeding, incidence of overt GI bleeding, incidence of significant GI bleeding. And the secondary outcome measures are cost to the pharmacy for care related to stress ulcer prophylaxis and treatment of GI bleeding, as well as the incidence of ICU-acquired C. diff colitis. The study should answer whether stress ulcer prophylaxis needs to be given to critically ill patients who are receiving tube feeds. If no benefit to stress ulcer prophylaxis is found, the results of this study would be broadly generalizable to the large subpopulation of ICU patients that can tolerate tube feeds. This would also be a confirmatory study for the pop-up trial published October 2016 in Critical Care Medicine that I discussed back in episode 134. From a safety perspective, the study has only pre-specified ICU-acquired C. diff as a relevant endpoint. It would be nice to also know the incidence of ICU-acquired pneumonia, but this will be an ad hoc analysis at this point if it ever happens. The second trial underway is titled Stress Ulcer Prophylaxis in the Intensive Care Unit. The principal investigator and sponsor is Morten Highlander Moeller. The trial is multicenter, randomized, double-blind, and placebo-controlled. The purpose is to assess the overall benefits and harms of stress ulcer prophylaxis with a proton pump inhibitor in adult critically ill patients in the ICU. The notable inclusion criteria are one or more of the following risk factors: shock, which is defined as continuous infusion with vasopressors or inotropes, or a systolic blood pressure less than 90, or a MAP less than 70, or a lactate greater than 4. Acute or chronic intermittent or continuous renal replacement therapy, invasive mechanical ventilation, which is expected to last greater than 24 hours, coagulopathy, which is platelets below 50,000, INR greater than 1.5, or a PT greater than 20 seconds, ongoing treatment with anticoagulant drugs, excluding prophylactic doses, a history of coagulopathy within 6 months prior to hospital admission, and history of chronic liver disease. There really are no notable exclusion criteria in this study. And the intervention is pantoprazole 40 milligrams IV daily versus placebo. The estimated study completion date isn't until August 2018. The primary outcome measure is 90-day mortality. And the secondary outcome measures are proportion of patients with clinically important GI bleeding, pneumonia, C. diff infection, or acute myocardial ischemia, the proportion of patients with clinically important bleeding alone, and the proportion of patients with one or more infectious adverse events, and one-year mortality. This trial is anticipated to enroll over 3,000 patients. If successful, it should provide a definitive answer on the benefits and risks of pantoprazole in preventing ICU stress ulcers. The alignment of the inclusion criteria to currently accepted risk factors for stress ulcer development is an excellent real-world study design. It's unfortunate that a second arm using famotidine is not included, but this is understandable given the increase in trial size that would be required. And the third trial underway is the SUPICU renal trial, or SIREN. And this is a pre-specified subgroup analysis of the second trial that I discussed. The principal investigator is Jörg Scheffold, and the sponsor is University Hospital in Salepetal, Bern, Switzerland. The purposes in the current prospective sub-analysis, SIREN, the investigators seek to elucidate whether the subpopulation of critically ill patients with dialysis-dependent acute renal failure benefits from prophylactic treatment with a proton pump inhibitor such as pantoprazole. The notable inclusion criteria are just patients from the SUP-ICU trial that also receive renal replacement therapy. There really are no notable exclusion criteria. The intervention is pantoprazole 40 milligrams IV daily versus placebo, and the estimated study completion date is December 2017. The primary outcome measures are the total number of patients with clinically important GI bleeding episodes undergoing renal replacement therapy within the first 3 days following ICU admission. Some of the secondary outcome measures are the number of patients receiving interventions to stop GI bleeding, the number of GI bleeding events, the number of units of red blood cells transfused, onset of pneumonia during ICU stay, days on treatment of C. diff enteritis, ICU length of stay, and the 90 and 360-day ICU mortality rate. One of the highest risk ICU populations for stress ulcer prophylaxis is patients who undergo renal replacement therapy. Focusing prospectively on this subgroup will provide additional clarity on the exact benefits and risks of stress ulcer prophylaxis for this subgroup. Expect 2018 to be a big year for stress ulcer prophylaxis data publication.